Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wedding 101 Radio Show. Hello, my name is David Rothstein. This program was designed to be a helpful resource for brides and grooms as well as wedding professionals. It was created to give listeners real insights from the top wedding vendor professionals in the nation. Each new show features a wedding professional from a different aspect of wedding planning: photographers, caterers, wedding planners, florists, venues, and many more. These interviews will give you lots of great ideas how to get the best results for your wedding. Wedding vendors can also learn from fellow wedding professionals. If you have an idea for a guest or a topic, please let me know. You can email me directly, david@drsmusic.com. And this show, along with all the other shows, are archived on our website, which is drsmusic.com. And scroll down to the Wedding 101 radio page. And they're organized by topic, by florists, photographers, video people, etc. And we hope you enjoy today's radio show. And our show today will focus a little bit on fitness, which is certainly something that every bride and groom wants to have in terms of looking their best on their big day. And our special guest today is Marilyn D'Andrea. The phone number for her is 312-829-8482, and she is a master Pilates instructor. And her studio is Sauna Vita, which is SaunaVitaStudio.com is their website. And their address is 1357 West Grand Avenue in Chicago, 60642. And let me tell you a little bit about Marilyn, her background, before we get into some of the other aspects of our interview. As the owner of Sauna Vita Studios, Marilyn is passionate about working with individuals of all age groups and fitness levels to help them reach their optimal level of functionality and health. Marilyn is dedicated to continually investigating new ways of finding muscle growth, both for her and for her clients. With her master's degree in exercise science and cardiac rehab, Marilyn has extensive experience in both clinical and fitness settings. Her expertise includes working in cardiac rehab at several hospitals in Chicago and personal training. She has lectured on various health and fitness-related topics, including numerous corporations in the Chicagoland area. Marilyn enrolled in an apprenticeship in 2000 and received her certification in the classical Pilates method. Her knowledge base in anatomy and biomechanics assists her in assessing her clients. She's strongly committed to the philosophy passed down by Joseph Pilates and the power and the depth of the method he originally developed. Marilyn also teaches Ashtanga and Hatha Yoga and believes yoga brings great quality of clarity, mindfulness, and peace into people's lives. She is committed to empowering women and has worked with women with eating disorders, assisted them in enhancing their body image and self-esteem, while focusing on internally motivated and empowering approaches to eating and to exercise. And we are absolutely thrilled to welcome Marilyn D'Andrea to our program.
Thank you, David. I'm really excited to be speaking with you today.
And just so our listeners know, I have taken several classes with Marilyn, and she has been not only a masterful teacher, but she's been very patient, and she has really helped me learn some of the ropes and some of the various aspects of Pilates, some of the various languages and some of the benefits of Pilates. And I've noticed a tremendous difference in my flexibility, my level of fitness. And it's been a big asset. So that's really why I wanted to have her on the program, because I've actually seen firsthand the benefits of Pilates. So before we get started with some of the technical aspects, how did Pilates originally get started?
Well, actually, it's very interesting because Pilates has actually been around for a very long time. Joseph Pilates, who is the founder, he was born in Germany actually in 1880, and that's when he developed Pilates. And basically what he wanted to do was to create a workout that would restore balance and flexibility, coordination, and strength to the body. He really thought those were such important aspects. So the really interesting thing is that during World War I, he worked with wounded soldiers to help improve their physical and mental conditions. And his belief in using movement for recovery was so strong that what he started to do was he attached springs to the hospital beds for the men too weak to stand. This led eventually to the development of the Cadillac, which is an apparatus used in the Pilates method. From there, he actually moved to New York, and he pursued a new life developing this new method that he initially called contrology. And he opened a studio in Manhattan, And the people he began teaching were dancers because they were so prone to injury and they were in need, you know, of restoration. And so this contrology became so incredibly popular, and very famous dancers like Martha Graham and George Balanchine and Eve Gentry, they became such strong advocates for the method. And as the demand grew, people stopped even referring it to contrology, and then it became Pilates, which was named right after him.
And what would you say are the main benefits of Pilates?
Well, I would say that unlike some forms of exercise, Pilates does not overdevelop some parts of the body and neglect others. And this is so important. Now, while, you know, in Pilates, it focuses on core strength, but it trains the body as an integrative whole. So the workouts can promote strength, balance, muscle development, as well as flexibility and increased range of motion for your joints. There's a lot of attention that we are paying to the core support and the full body fitness. You have to include the breath and the mind. I always say that Pilates is the thinking man's exercise. So when you emphasize this proper breathing, correct spinal and pelvic alignment, and add concentration and flowing movement, you really become acutely in tune with your body, and you actually learn how to control its movements, which is why initially it was called contrology, because of this idea of control. So basically in Pilates, the quality of the movement is valued over the quantity of repetitions. And this proper breathing is essential because it helps you to execute movements with maximal power and efficiency. And lastly, I would say that learning to breathe properly really reduces stress in your everyday life. So I would say those are the main benefits.
And what I found, because I also work with a traditional, kind of Neanderthal kind of trainer at my gym, and, there is a lot of exercises that he's going to be doing which are completely different than we're doing in the Pilates session, because it is absolutely a full-body workout. And any of you big tough guys out there that think, you know, that Pilates is just for women, I dare you to try it at one of Marilyn's classes. It is absolutely the most challenging workout that you'll have. It's because you're working a lot of body parts all at the same time that haven't necessarily been worked together, and it's something that is gets your full body involved. And as she said, doing exercises where you can, several times this happened in the last workout where she said, okay, now move your back just a little bit this way or point your feet this direction, and it completely changes
everything.
It changes all the muscles that are involved, and it's just a phenomenal thing. And having somebody like Marilyn, who's such a master at Pilates in terms of really knowing how these tiny adjustments can really make a big difference.
Right. You have to take every move seriously, and you have to do it properly to really be able to achieve the full range of benefits associated with Pilates.
Speaking of that, how is Pilates really different than traditional workouts, as I mentioned, working with weights and machines?
Well, people who aren't familiar with Pilates, that's a question I get a lot, but how it differs from conventional workouts with weights. And there are a lot of differences, but I would say the main thing is that in the Pilates approach, Pilates teachers tend to look at the whole body, not just the body parts, okay? So when you look at everything and see how it's functioning, you get more precise benefits. It requires that each movement is performed in a very controlled fashion. And again, you have to take it seriously to do it properly to achieve the full range of benefits. It's not mindless exercise. Like sometimes when you're on the treadmill, you know, you can be watching TV or listening to music, right? When you're doing weights, you could be talking to your friend, or you really have to really have much more focus, and I would say that's really the difference. And you can really get very strong muscles, just like with weight training, but it really comes from more of a mental aspect.
Absolutely, and one of the things you mentioned before is the importance of breathing, and that is certainly something that you don't really think about all that much when you're lifting weights or working on machines. I mean, there's a little bit of being awareness of your breath, but certainly when you're doing Pilates, it is such an important part of the whole process. And talk a little bit about the importance of breathing in Pilates and why it's so such an important part of it.
Well, I would say that Pilates exercises require a focus on the breath as you move the breath in and out. It is so important to feel that sense of the breath moving in and out. Now, you can take the breathing and you can lengthen it to accommodate a movement, and then you are much more aware of your breathing as you lengthen. We tend in everyday life to take very short, shallow breaths. So this combination of this deep breathing and rhythmic stretching movements tends to lead to deep relaxation and stress relief, which is so important. That's why people at the end of the session say they feel so much more energized and they feel less tension. But on the other hand, more intensive Pilates can also be energizing because of the improvements in the flow of oxygen throughout the body. So the movements are smooth, stretching, and flowing, and they lead to relaxed body awareness and focused attention. So if you really want to understand, we really focus also on the philosophy that you have to accept your current level of fitness and slowly work toward improvements rather than trying to just force things. This is where the breath comes in so much, because it has you just focus on where you are in the present. It also builds self-awareness, self-acceptance, and then this can be applied to many other areas in your life.
So it's much more, it's also got a philosophical quality to it, just in, similar to yoga, correct?
Right, exactly. Well, you know, if I had to compare and contrast, you know, Pilates and yoga, I would say that there's definitely a mind-body connection, which are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fluidity for both. But Pilates offers a line of equipment that doesn't exist in yoga, so it provides kind of a different angle. And you're doing exercises with the assistance and resistance of some springs and pulleys. And so the springs will assist you, or they can make an exercise more difficult depending on the exercise. So if you look at yoga, let's say like Hatha yoga, which is the style that we teach here, the established principle for Hatha yoga leads to like specific structural poses that you do and other that help you with your mind and body purification. And this is done through principles like asanas, which are postures, pranayama, which is subtle energy control. So I'd say yoga appeals to people who want to work both their physical and spiritual well-being. But still, Pilates encourages a lot of this body awareness and conscious movement. I say that yoga exercises lengthen the spine to increase, to release spiritual energy, and Pilates concentrates on spine lengthening, body balance, fluid movement.
Okay, and so it is something that really affects not only physically but mentally, and so you come out of there with your whole body and your whole mind is much fresher, much stronger, much fitter.
Sure.
And I think that's also what's great thing about exercise in general is that it is a dedicated hour of your life where you don't have your phones, you don't have email, you don't have Facebook or text or anything like that, where your body is really starting to get more in tune with itself. And we live in such a time where we're so overstimulated constantly. It's so important to set aside that period of time. Calm your mind, tone your body,
right,
and really come out of it. And you know, like there's a saying of, instead of spending 6 hours sawing away at a tree, it's important to spend maybe 20 minutes of that sharpening the saw. And that's what Pilates is certainly great for.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself, David.
Very, very good. Now, there are also a number of variations and levels of Pilates. And what are the factors that you take into consideration when evaluating a new client as to what type of Pilates they should be using?
Well, I always begin the first session with a new client with a postural analysis as well as a fitness history. This is important because then, you know, the client and I can assess together what's going on in terms of muscle imbalance or postural instability. And then we can set priorities as like short and long-term fitness goals. So once I do that and I have that fitness interview and the postural assessment, I'll then take a client through a series of introductory fundamental movements. Now, there are people who come in who are not very attuned to their bodies, so they might need to spend more time and longer time on these fundamentals. But maybe someone who's a little bit more athletic, for example, who has a little bit more body awareness, may need less time. And then you also have the client who may be injured or, you know, very deconditioned. And then these fundamentals are even more important, as it's, you know, kind of pointless to begin a strengthening regimen if the body is not in some kind of optimal alignment, because this can only lead to, like, more serious injuries. And in Pilates, there are six main things that you really want to focus on. And this is so important when I'm evaluating someone that's new, that they understand, like, the principle of centering,
mm-hmm.
just focused on the center of your body, the idea of concentration, bringing full attention to each exercise, this idea of control, performing a movement with control and fluidity,
mm-hmm.
precision, having self-awareness of your body. We already mentioned the breath. And then the last one is just a flow, performing your movements in a flowing, kind of graceful manner. Those six principles are really essential that people understand.
And that sounds like something that would definitely benefit a bride, because she's dealing with a tremendous amount of stress.
Yes.
And she wants to look great when she's wearing her wedding dress on the day of the wedding.
Yeah, and nothing will get your body in better shape for looking fabulously in your wedding dress. And if you really stick to what Pilates, Joseph Pilates used to say, within 6 weeks you're going to see a significant difference in your body.
And also mentally, with some of the mental aspects you said as well, in terms of being calm and being centered,
right.
and feeling in control, that's something that you certainly need to have when planning your wedding, and of course on the actual day of your wedding. You want to feel your best. You want to feel your most confident. You want to be as mentally prepared for this as well, and you want to look as great as you can. So I think Pilates is a great alternative to just going to the gym and hopping on the treadmill for 2 hours a day. So, and it helps develop your mind as well. So it's got a lot of tremendous unique benefits that you can't just get at just a regular gym.
And most importantly, it's really fun. We can't forget that part, because really if something's not fun, you're not going to do it.
Oh, it's very fun, because you're constantly guessing. And one of the things I enjoy about it is that it's constantly, your body never takes, now we're going to do our shoulder workout. Okay, here's this, do this 15 times, do this one 15. It's a constant fluidity. Okay, now grab this handle here, put on these springs, and now put your hands over here. So your body's constantly trying to figure out what's going on, which is great, because your body's really constantly adjusting, and your whole body feels that it's been completely worked out, and it's not just, okay, I did my tricep day today, And
it's very functional. It's movements that you do in your everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's really important, because you want to be able to transfer that into, well, those are the same kind of movements I do in everyday life, and I can do them with much more ease and fluidity.
And what would you say to somebody do you hear a lot that people are, that come in and they, after the first class, and they're really surprised how difficult of a workout Pilates really is?
Oh, yes. In particular, I would say men are usually really surprised at how challenging Pilates can be for them, because they kind of think that Pilates is kind of mainly an exercise for women. But really, Pilates is going to challenge a man's strength much more so than even weightlifting. And that's why so many, like, elite athletes now, like you have people like Tiger Woods and Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Olympians like Misty May. I mean, all of them use Pilates to improve their core strength and fitness. So obviously it's very challenging, because these are elite athletes. But the thing, again, if I had to go back to men, is it's common for men to kind of power through the movements. And the idea is to engage the core and activate the deeper muscles to stabilize the body instead of just powering through something. And men also tend to have very tight, like, hamstrings and their butt. And men are amazed at how their flexibility really improves as they continue to pursue it. So it's a way for them to build strength, improve their balance. And also, as we age, sometimes we're unable to play some of the sports that you used to love to play, and you can still keep yourself, really toned and in shape.
And I think this would be a great idea for any bride out there that wants to sign up for a class and maybe bring in your bridesmaids as a special gift. Hey, I'm going to buy you a 6-week Pilates class.
And actually, we have parties that people can, we've had this before, where people have their shower. And they bring everyone in, and everyone takes a class together, or they have something on, a week, the day before the wedding, where they bring all the bridesmaids in, and it's, it's set up especially time for them, when it's convenient for them, and we work around their schedule so they can provide one of these parties for their friends. And people always end up loving it. A lot of laughter and a lot of humor in these parties, and
mm-hmm.
they have a good time.
That's great. And for all the brides out there, I highly recommend you take a look at her website, and I'll give you the address here, which is S-A-N-A Vita, V-I-T-A, studio.com. That's S-A-N-A Vita studio.com. And you can give them, Marilyn, a quick call here, 312-829-8482. That's 312-829-8482. And they are located at 1357 West Grand Avenue. And be sure to talk to Marilyn there. She'll be happy to put that together for you and get you in looking your best, feeling your best, and get you and all your bridesmaids in top condition for your fabulous wedding.
Exactly. And when we've had people, especially the day before the wedding, they love it because it made them feel so much more relaxed because they had all this tension about the wedding, and then they came for a party and they had a great time.
That's a nice combination of those two things.
Exactly.
Now, is this something that can work for anybody, really, regardless of their size, their weight, or their age?
Absolutely. You know, we have people that have come to our studio that are, you know, as young as teenage kids, you know, and then we've had people in their upper 80s. And anyone can really benefit from taking the classes because, when you think about it, no matter what your group age is, the most important thing is, or your weight, the instructor that you have there. They have to understand, well, what are the needs of a person who's a teenager or an athlete? What are the needs of a person who's maybe 80 or 85 years old? What is the person who's in their 50s? Everyone has kind of unique things that are necessary, and you really have to understand where the body is in each of those ages. And if you understand that, then, again, anyone can really benefit from it because it's the kind of workout that leaves you feeling toned, centered, relaxed, and you don't really want better than that, right?
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's a unique workout. My body definitely feels the difference. And I'll do workouts where I'll have my traditional trainer on Friday and then on Saturday morning have a workout with Marilyn. And even if we worked some of the same body parts, the way that Pilates works, it only enhances your other workouts. So it is something that you can definitely, you don't have to quit your gym and just be doing Pilates. They can really work hand in hand. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. And one other thing is, you know, especially for women, you know, as they age, osteoporosis kind of becomes a real issue. And Pilates is good at keeping your spine healthy and supple and pain-free. And it's actually been shown to, you know, like improve osteoporosis. And then we also have like pre and postnatal classes for women, and they really derive a great deal of benefit from coming to a class during their pregnancy and then they come afterward. It really helps the whole transition.
Why do you think Pilates has grown so much in popularity over the years?
Well, I would say that it's really popular because so much of what Pilates is have benefited from a lot of research that has come out, and it really goes with the, you know, the flow of what's the, you know, new information that's around. So I would say that it's very interesting because there's kind of a debate that goes on between classical and contemporary Pilates. And people always, like when you go to these conventions, they talk about what would the founders, Joseph and Clara, which Clara, by the way, was his wife, think about this. Well, if you look at sort of modern 21st century Pilates, I think it offers a much more progressive form of exercise because it's looking at recent discoveries in exercise science and spinal rehabilitation. And this new training has evolved to kind of include more pelvic, shoulder, girdle stabilization exercises. And there used to be like this debate about whether you should have neutral spine or not. And, you know, we're looking at the body now as a whole. You know, when Joseph Pilates developed it, again, you know, he was born in 1880. And, you know, our bodies and the kind of work we did was quite different than it is now. And so we have to kind of evolve. You know, people did much more work that they stood up. Well, now we're sitting at the computer with our shoulders hunched over. And, you know, you have to adapt for that. You need to have much more open exercises, more neutral spine exercises, just to adapt to the way the modern world is.
Well, that's really important. As I just sat up in my chair when you said that, so because we do spend so much time in our cars, so much time at our computers,
right.
So much time sitting on the couch, you know, watching television while we're playing with our iPads or iPhones or various laptop computers, and I think our posture has really, really suffered, and that's something I've certainly struggled with over the years, and have to really fight to make sure that we do have much better posture. And that's something that Pilates can really help you with, because I think, as you mentioned, flexibility is certainly a challenge, and especially for guys.
Yes.
Because we tend to, as we are working out, gaining all this muscle, flexibility sometimes can go down, and Pilates can really fill that gap for you. And certainly yoga is another
absolutely
additional
wonderful
way to do that.
Absolutely.
Tell me about the various parts of the machine that's used throughout Pilates. It's called the reformer. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about kind of the anatomy of what a reformer is.
Okay, so the reformer is really an important piece of equipment that I would say is the most widely used piece of apparatus, and probably the most important is the reformer. As I've already noted, you know, the Pilates moves are designed to increase flexibility and strength, and you're working on what we call the powerhouse of core muscles, which is the abdomen, the lower back, the buttocks, and the hips. So reformers come in a number of styles, but the classic design, which was invented by Joseph Pilates, it basically consists of a carriage in a rectangular kind of wooden platform, and the carriage connects to different springs and pulleys and ropes that are attached to the frame. So when a person is using the Pilates reformer, you're using his or her own resistance in addition to the resistance provided by the machine spring, okay, to really tone that those areas that we call the powerhouse. So there are dozens of different Pilates exercises, and they're done in a number of different positions. You do them lying down, flat, or you can be on your side, you're kneeling, you're prone, you know, all different ways. And it's especially useful for people who are just starting to practice Pilates because it makes you pay attention to form. And when you're learning the foundations of the practice, it helps you with the mat, because the mat work doesn't have that kind of assistance, because you only really have your body's resistance. So I would say that that's really what it's giving you, that additional resistance and assistance that is really so important.
And within that reformer, there are variations that you can do to increase the tension.
Oh, absolutely.
Different straps and different...
Right, with the springs, you can have a lot of tension on the springs. You can have less tension on the springs. So it really, again, that's where you're looking at the person's individual needs, because each person is on a different spring. So it's not that everyone in one class uses the same amount of tension or uses the ropes or the springs in the same way. It's really you're looking at each person, and this person's going to have this amount of springs, this person's going to have this amount of tension. So it's very individual.
Well, that's what's so great about it, is you can have, I remember during the class you'd say, okay, for David, remove the green spring and put on the red one, and for Kelly, take away one yellow one, put this one on, and for you, let's use a headrest over there, sit on this box over there, put your head over there. So there's a lot of flexibility with that. So it's not just everybody just doing the exact same thing. And that's one thing I really appreciate it, because I've been in a few of the classes where it's actually all the classes I've taken, I've been the only guy in the class. If you were to treat even within the women, there are certainly different body types, different heights, different sizes, everything like that. So it's important to have that flexibility with treating each individual person on their own terms, what their body type is and what their goals are. And I think that's one of the things I really like about it, that it is, even though it's a class setting, it's not a class where you've got 50 people in the class. I think we've had, how many can you do in a class, like 5, 6, 7?
We have, on the equipment, we only have 6 people. And even in the mat class, we have 8 people only in that. And you can go to, you know, you go to a gym, sometimes Pilates is taught 40 people. Well, there's no way you can give individualized attention to 40 people. And so that's when, you know, there have been some articles about, for example, yoga and Pilates, you know, injuring people and causing harm. And I can tell you it's when you're in those types of very large classes where there's no way an instructor could possibly be watching what everyone's doing.
And that's what's so great about signing up with the classes. is that you do get that individual attention, and she'll come over to you, and she'll make one tiny adjustment and be like, ah, that's it. It's just like when you're trying to remember something or you're trying to figure something out, and somebody explains things in a slightly different way. Oh, that's what you're talking about. That's really what Marilyn is such an expert at doing, is by, okay, now arch your back a little bit and point your, oh, now you feel it? Ah, there you go. And that's when, that's the advantage of having somebody who's not only incredibly experienced as Marilyn is, but also somebody, I think, that really cares and really wants to see the best results for you, that really has, knows exactly what to look for and isn't just up there just shouting out all these instructions and hoping people are trying to figure things out. So the individual attention is something that you will find in every class that you'll take at Sauna Vita. And once again, be sure to check out the website, which is S-A-N-A. Vita, V-I-T-A, studio.com, and 312-829-8482. And it's just been an amazing, amazing experience. And what are some of the various types of Pilates classes that people can take? I know there's a jump class. Is that correct?
Well, we have a few different things. Again, there are both mat classes and equipment classes. And with both, you're going to get a complete workout, you know, to strengthen and stretch the entire body. And if I, you know, the mat class, I would say, is composed of exercises, and they're designed to be performed on the floor. You could be sitting, you could be standing, you could be kneeling, you could be lying on your back or belly. In those classes, though, we do incorporate small apparatus such as things like rings and mini balls, TheraBands. So the mat is kind of the ideal apparatus for Pilates because there's nothing helping you. It's only you and your body and your alignment making the exercises fluid. So even if you're using some of these small things like the rings or whatever, it's really a lot of what your body has to do. So now, again, with the equipment, again, you're getting a full body resistance training, but it adds that other dimension. It allows you to get into positions that maybe you wouldn't have been able to achieve on your own, but because you have the springs and the straps helping you, people can do things that maybe they wouldn't be able to just lift their legs up on their own. So that makes, you know, when you're in a class, it can be very challenging. So I think that we also have that, when I was talking about the jump board class.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing about the jump board class is people find a hard time. They're like, we love doing our Pilates, but how do I get that cardio in? Well, in the jump board class, you have 25 minutes of cardio and 25 minutes of the traditional Pilates equipment exercises. So you can get your cardio done at the same time, and that is really like a challenging class, and it is, that's a really fun class. I mean, people really enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, my girlfriend Kelly had taken the class, and she said it was one of the hardest things that she's ever done in a gym or at Pilates, so it's quite a workout, and it's great that you have so many different types of classes to do to get different types of results. Are there some classes that are... I know you mentioned this one has a little bit more cardio aspect to it. Are there certain classes that are designed maybe specifically for losing weight, increasing flexibility, or designed for people of different age groups or skill levels, or is it just kind of variations within those?
Basically, there's variations between those because what we have is we kind of have mixed-level classes that we offer, and all of them are going to give burn calories. Now, again, the jump board, you're going to definitely burn the most calories if you're looking for weight loss. That would be the one I would choose. But as far as all the other ones, you're going to definitely get lengthening. You're going to get the flexibility you need, the stretching you need. And actually, we have another class, which is called Yamana Body Rolling. And that's a really unique class because what that does is it's different size balls that you actually sit on and lie on. And you roll on these balls, and basically it elongates your muscles. So it's like getting kind of a massage and chiropractic treatment because you have to roll on these balls and you really find where your areas of tightness are when you're sitting on those balls. Trust mm-hmm. me on that. And it's also a challenge because you have to hold yourself up on the ball. So that's another thing that if people want, like, God, I've got this area that just is so stubborn and kind of stuck and tight, you can take a class like that. And again, we have varying age groups that can take that class also, and our instructor with that, she's really good at making adaptations depending on, again, the person's age and fitness level.
And what do people generally wear when take? What would be the ideal outfit to be wearing for a Pilates class?
Basically, all you have to do is come in and wear something that is loose-fitting, something that's comfortable, and Pilates is done without shoes. You can wear socks or it would be barefoot. So that's really all you have to be concerned with. As long as it's loose-fitting, that you feel you can make movement, you know, easy movements, that's pretty much what I recommend for people.
And let's say somebody is interested now in taking Pilates, and what are some of the questions of the, or the main factors they should be looking for when looking at different companies that do provide Pilates? What makes one better than another?
Well, you definitely have to research the studio and kind of look at the credentials of the instructors, because there's really a tremendous difference today in different teaching styles, and you really want to make sure that you're working with someone that went through an apprentice program that it had at least 600 hours that you're being trained. And I also say that you personally have to be committed to at least 3 sessions yourself, because it's really hard to wrap your brain around like the potential benefits of Pilates in just one session. So, you know, it's really a lot of work in order to become an instructor. I think a good program is anywhere from 6 to 18 months, and that you have at least 500 to 800 internship hours with some exams that are given out. So you kind of want to look at, well, the instructor I'm working with, has she got, or did she just take, or he, a weekend course? And, you know, I'm really a very outspoken advocate for safety and in-depth education, because injuries are a serious concern. And I think it's important that, especially like with many baby boomers, you know, they can't do movements that are being asked of them in these huge generic gyms. So I think that it's important to really know who you're working with.
And that's another great thing that I really enjoy about taking the classes there, is that it's not intimidating at all. And she speaks in plain English, and she doesn't assume that you're going to be able to do all these movements, and she's very patient, and Sarah, the other instructor there, is the exact same way, and it really, really does require somebody who must have a great deal of training for this, great deal of knowledge, because it's such an intricate type of movement, and not only just doing the one movements, but also know how they fit together, so it's not something that can just be done like, okay, well, I took this one jump class just through a regular gym or some quick class. This takes a lot of study that I can really tell that every single detail needs to be paid attention to, because as we had been talking about, the slightest movement of making sure your back is arched and your legs are pointed this way and your heels are together and pointed out and your toes are curved, all those things really make a difference. And that's what you'll get by working with a real master teacher like Marilyn, is that not only does she have the experience, but she really knows exactly how to make sure that you're getting the absolute best workout and doesn't want you to be sitting with a class of just 40 people. So that's one of the things I really enjoy about her classes, that I feel that I'm really getting her full experience and somebody who's really looking out for my best interest and isn't going to try to be talking above you, but really works with you independently, even with 5 or 6 people in a class, to make sure everybody's getting the best workout they could possibly get.
Right, and I'm just amazed at how many people will come to my studio and they'll tell me they took either Pilates or yoga, and they'll tell me that their back really hurt afterward or their knees hurt. You know, and the instructor said, oh, well, that's just because you're new. Well, that's not true. You know, muscle soreness because you've worked your muscles, you know, we're going to have a little bit of soreness is one thing. But if you're having, like, joint pain or back pain or something, then something was done incorrectly. And that's not something I would ever tell someone, well, that's just because you've just started and that's okay. I mean, it's not okay.
And what are some of the misconceptions you think people have about Pilates?
Again, I would say that, number one, they think Pilates is just for women. Some people think Pilates is going to actually be too easy, or other people think it's going to be too hard. They think it's only for young, fit people. Sometimes they think that they're going to need some kind of special equipment to do Pilates, which, again, isn't true, because you can take, you know, mat classes that don't require that. I think they also sometimes think that it's only about your core, like it's just ab work, right? You know, and I say, no, it's much more than that. Some people think that it's only for flexible people. So if I'm not flexible, it's probably something I can't do. And I would say probably the last one is that they kind of think that it's going to be too expensive because, you know, a private session can be a little more costlier, but you can take mat classes that range anywhere from, you know, $10 to $18 a class.
But that's fantastic. And also, I think, you know, I did a whole show about the illusion of expensive. And if you sign up for these classes and you're getting three times the results, and maybe it costs you a little bit more in about half the time, well, to me, that's much more inexpensive than signing up for some long-term class over, you know, 12 weeks, and you go and you go and you go, and you get minimal results out of it.
Exactly. So you keep going and you keep paying money, but then you're not getting, you know, back what you really want from it.
Yeah, and so pay a little bit more and really get something that you're going to start to see. Believe me, you'll start to see a difference in, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 sessions that you'll be surprised how quickly, and if you dedicate yourself to it, how quickly it's going to make an impact and a difference in the way you feel, the way you look, the way your clothes fit you. So absolutely, you should see this really as more of an investment than it is a cost.
Exactly. You know, and again, you know, price, when you don't really remember price when you get the benefit from it. You tend to remember the price when you don't get the benefit, and you think, wow, I spent X amount of money and I got nothing. Right.
Absolutely. And I guarantee that if you sign up for these classes, it'll be something that you can really, really enjoy. And it's something you can do with your fiancé and do with some of your girlfriends, some of your bridesmaids. And all of you can share this together, talk about the class, it's a great thing that it's really a lot of fun and can be because you're doing a lot of different types of movements. You're not just going to the gym and having to deal with all the other people and waiting for a treadmill and wiping things, you know, all kinds of other stuff that you'll have to deal with, parking and all kinds of stuff. It's just very, very nice to walk into that type of environment and see smiling faces and not be intimidated by a giant room of, you know, 70 people that are in incredible shape except for you. So it's a wonderful environment to be working out in.
And not to mention, you know, when you go to the gym, when you think about how often equipment is cleaned,
mm-hmm.
probably like never, you know, and you get off one thing or you use the banner to ball, and then there's like probably, you know, hundreds of people that have used the same thing, and they maybe just wipe it down with their towel. Where we clean all the equipment after every class, everything is cleaned off.
Right.
Really important to us.
Yeah, I think that is very, very important. So when you walk into it, mentally you can walk into a wonderful, clean environment that you feel, you just feel healthier just walking in there. And taking your shoes off, it certainly gets you in a mindset of, you know, of a peacefulness and everything's calm, and put your phone down, turn your phone off, and it's good mentally. I think our brains really need time that is purely for us. We spend so much time taking care of everybody else and emails and everything. It's good to invest taking care of yourself.
Exactly.
Where do you see the future of Pilates 3, 4, 5 years from now?
Well, it's interesting because Pilates is so versatile. I think that that's its best asset. And I think that there are a number of markets that have yet to be fully developed, which I think includes men, older adults, teens. I think there can really be more of an expansion within that framework. And also, there's a very big trend in Pilates is the movement toward, like, the applications in rehabilitation, such as, like, physical therapy and other medical areas. And it's really amazing how many doctors are prescribing Pilates now. And you'll find reformers are showing up, like, in physical therapists' offices. And many instructors now are working with, like, post-rehab patients. I get a lot of people here who have, like, post-knee replacement or post-hip replacement. So I think, again, expanding with the active aging population mm-hmm. and more with even pre- and postnatal women, you just find it now, and I think this is really where exploding. You find it in clinics, in spas, like football, rugby, tennis clubs, golf clubs. They're all really seeing that Pilates can really be so beneficial in so many different areas. So I think it's going to become a lot more specialized.
And do you think there'll ever be a time where they'll have home versions of Pilates units? I mean, do they sell those things, or is it really?
You can buy home versions. Mm-hmm. The equipment has changed, like from the original equipment, you know, and now you can get like reformers that can stack on each other. You can get reformers that fold up, so you can have it that it would fold up and you can easily store it away.
Mm-hmm.
There are also reformers that are higher up, so people who can't get down as low to get down, up and down from the reformer, they're higher up. So there's a lot of variations in that, and they're continually changing. Like maybe some of the materials, the colors of the equipment has changed. So
that's great. And then with everybody that's traveling so much these days, I imagine there's probably developed or they're working on developing something that you can put into your suitcase.
Absolutely. And even now, you can take some. I have my clients who go on vacation. I give them a band, or they have something. It's called the Magic Circle, which you can purchase. Different things, and you can do a lot of the Pilates exercises with these very simple pieces of equipment that you can easily store in your suitcase.
Do you have some specific stories about clients that have really transformed their bodies using Pilates?
Well, you know, it's funny to say that, because really that's one of the best parts of my job, is really listening to clients share just their many stories of how Pilates has transformed their bodies and minds. And, you know, like, for example, it's funny you say that, because I just actually got this note from one of my clients on Friday, and she just wrote, "Finding you in your studio has changed my life. I cannot thank you enough for creating such a welcoming and effective atmosphere in which people can get in touch with their bodies and spirits. My body has transformed more in the last 6 months than in the last 10 years at the gym. I wish you all the best and hope you know how greatly you affect people's lives." And I'm always so moved at when we get notes like this, because it really makes me, you know, feel so good about the fact that we're really helping people to make dramatic changes in their life, and it's really very fulfilling.
And that's obviously got to be one of the best parts of your job, is that you're making a difference for so many people on the right path to taking care of themselves, and maybe that person is able to achieve their goals and help others achieve their goals as well. And it's so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day, you know, the upcoming class you have, and it's important to know that you've really made a big difference for a lot of people. And I certainly appreciate all the stuff that you're doing in your studio, Marilyn, and I know everybody that has studied with you and taken classes with you has certainly benefited. And it's a wonderful thing, because of the individual attention that you give to people, it really becomes more of a personal relationship than it is somebody for just signing up for ABS 101 class at the gym,
right,
where you may not even talk to the instructor ever. You're intimately involved in making sure that that particular unique client is working and doing things with what they have to offer and what their goals are, and where they're, like you said, where they're starting at and where they're ending up at is certainly the ultimate goal of making a difference in their life. And so,
and you know what else? I also love Pilates because you really can never conquer it. Because really, the stronger you get, the harder actually the practice gets.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can never really get bored with it, because people will say to me, "How come I've been coming for X amount of weeks or months and it's harder?" I said, because you're actually getting more in tune with your body and you're able to execute the movement in a better way, so it's actually more challenging. And so people are always surprised by that. And the other thing I really love is how many people come here in pain. They have maybe back pain or knee pain or hip pain. And, like, even within a few sessions, they can't believe how much less pain they're in. And that really that's something I really love about my job. And I also love when they go, "And I also love that my clothes fit better," because you can't beat that also, that feeling where your clothes aren't tight anymore.
Oh, that is definitely a big thing. And my trainer at my gym has actually said some things about it that I've become much more flexible since taking these Pilates classes. And it's a great addition to anybody, any of the guys that go out to regular gyms or women that take other classes at your regular gym, or like to do jogging or anything like that. This is only an extension of that, and it's something that can really enhance all the other work that you're doing. And you're going to look great, you're going to feel great, you're going to be mentally sharper, and it just really is something that can make a big impact in a very short period of time. So if you are planning your wedding and you want to find some unique ways of getting in shape quickly, A fun way to do it, a unique way to do it. I highly recommend Pilates and highly recommend that you reach out to Marilyn DeAndre. Take a look at the website and then stop by the studio. She's extremely friendly. They have a 10-foot polar bear, which not every Pilates studio can say.
And that's our mascot.
There's a mascot there who's very very cute. And
he's Sana Vito. So there you go.
I see. Okay. And obviously a big Cubs fan. So that's so be sure to stop by and see their mascot there. And be sure to visit their website, which is www.sanavitastudios. And I'll give it to you, sanavitastudio.com. You can give her a quick call at 312-829-8482, 312-829-8482. And if you are driving around, you live in Chicago, be sure to stop by the studio at 1357 West Grand Avenue. You can take a look at it, and she'll be more than happy to give you a quick tour. And yeah, you can actually see a reformer up close and try one out. So Marilyn is very helpful. She's extremely experienced, and we'll be more than happy to walk you through the various classes that they have to offer and find out a little bit more about what your goals are and kind of where you're at. So I want to say a big thanks to Marilyn. Thanks so much for being on our show today.
And thank you so much for having me. It was thoroughly enjoyable.
Great. And to all the listeners out there, I hope you learned a lot about Pilates. I know I have, even though I've taken some classes. Got a great respect for Marilyn, the type of work that she does. And I guarantee you that if you investigate this, you will come to the same conclusion that it is a tremendous way to get in shape, lose weight, feel great, and clothes, especially your wedding dress, is going to be absolutely that much more spectacular on you on your big day. So once again, thanks, Marilyn, for being on the show. I want to thank all of you for listening. Be sure to go back to our website, which is drsmusic.com. If you'd like to find out a little bit more about our incredible live music company, we can take care of all the ceremony, cocktails, dinner, and dancing for you. You can find out information there. And if you'd like to listen to this show, as well as all the other shows that are archived on the Wedding 101 page on that same website, they will be there for you to go through, everything from luxury hotels to ice sculptures to wedding planning, finding a perfect tuxedo, a lot of great information that's there for you. Be sure to do that. And if you have any other questions or like to find out more about our music company, our phone number is 773-244-1239. If you have an idea for a topic or a guest in the show, you can email me, david@drsmusic.com. Thank you so much, and once again, we want to wish you the absolute very best for an incredible, fabulous, personalized, and one-of-a-kind wedding. Thanks, Marilyn, for everybody for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.